From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Former Trump campaign manager turns himself in.
We want America to understand who Donald Trump the man is, not just Donald Trump the candidate. Well, you know, the composite of his career.
That was Paul Manafort just over a year ago when he served as campaign chairman for then-candidate Donald Trump. But today, a different story, as Mr. Manafort was charged with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering, and lying to the government as part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate, Rick Gates, were indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller as part of his criminal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Mueller's targeting of Manafort marks a sharp turn of events in the Russian probe that has cast a shadow on the first year of Donald Trump's presidency. The head of the United Nations Atomic Agency says Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Now, apparently, when the United Nations General Assembly met a few weeks ago, the U.S. made an overture to President Donald Trump to meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, which Rouhani promptly refused. Well, after his press briefing today, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi told reporters, he said, any talks between Iran and the U.S. in the future are very unlikely, considering the policies taken by Mr. Trump, unless we observe a fundamental change in the behavior and policies of the U.S. toward the Islamic Republic of Iran over regional issues. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani has announced he's stepping down as president. In a televised speech, Barzani asked parliament to dissolve the position of the president and distribute its duties among the Kurdish prime minister, parliament, and the judiciary. Afghanistan's Taliban claims the health condition of an American hostage, Kevin King, is rapidly deteriorating and he urgently needs better medical care. The 60-year-old King and his Australian colleague, 48-year-old Timothy Weeks, were teaching at Kabul's American University of Afghanistan before they were kidnapped at gunpoint near the campus in August of 2016. The Islamist insurgency later claimed responsibility and demanded release of Taliban prisoners held by both the Americans and the Afghans. Catalonian police entered government buildings in Barcelona on Monday morning as Catalonia entered its first week after the Spanish central government's assertion of control over the would-be breakaway region. It remains to be seen whether the transfer of power will be smooth or face opposition, which could deepen the political crisis in the country. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona to voice their opposition to the region's declaration of independence amid vast political uncertainty for the region in northeast Spain. Stuart King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University.
Not the Catalan police force, but the local Barcelona police force estimate there was about 300,000 people in the demonstration. And to give put it in context, at the beginning of the Second Gulf War, for example, there were over 1 million people protesting in the streets of Barcelona. So in terms of Spain, it is a substantial number of people, but it's not a very large number of people.
Madrid has called for a December 21st election in Catalonia to choose new leadership. Two women and their two dogs were rescued in the Pacific Ocean by the U.S. Navy after being lost at sea for months. Jennifer Appel and Tasha Fuyava were on the deck of the rescue ship as it arrived Monday at White Beach Naval Facility in Okinawa, Japan, 5 days after the rescue. Fuyava said they were so excited when they saw the Navy ship.
We were like, yes! Someone who can actually help us! And it was great. We were just like you saw the image of her kissing, blowing kisses and being ever so grateful. Like, we had tears going down our eyes. We were like, okay, they see us.
Stephen Watson was the rescue ship's commander.
This one had a great story, great happy ending to find the two ladies and the two dogs in such good shape and just happy to be alive and so thankful, and they want to get out and do it again.
The women had left Honolulu on May the 3rd aboard Appel's vessel for what was supposed to be an 18-day trip to Tahiti. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.